Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Battle of the Burbs has come to an end, but not without a pretty tight race at the end.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, Tosa. I know, I see your messages coming forward.
They did make the Final Four.
They did. They didn't make the championship. I had so misspoke. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It was
Muskego
and Burlington, and we had the mayors on battling yesterday.
Yes, yes.
There are also people that are worked up about Burlington making it this far. Telling us that Burlington's not a burb.
Well,
if you go to the internet, it says that it is.
Muskego Mayor Rick Podolsky even said that on the show yesterday. He's like, that's not even a burb. What are you talking about? We're going to win in Muskego. But
people so worked up.
Finally have the results. Everybody who had voted on social media on our mixed story.
I know. Radar's the one that's been handling all this. So I didn't check last night. I'm learning it for the first time like you guys.
And some people may not have. And then the story disappears and you're like, oh, who won? Well... we've got the results in by a 53-47 margin.
Wow, that's close.
Burlington is the winner.
Oh, my God.
Burlington is the big-time winner.
Congratulations, Burlington. I feel like there's people that are going to be upset about that because, again, there's people saying you can't call that a burb.
That's totally fine. Then you need to vote for what you think is a burb, and y'all didn't.
And
now Burlington won.
But people have spoken. So now there's plans to get to Burlington. But we'd like to do something, though, when we're out there that can involve everybody. I'm thinking... I didn't even tell you this, Radar, this idea I have.
Uh-oh. She's going to throw it on me right away.
And I've been on the internet the last 24 hours.
Okay. What you got?
We should try to do some kind of Guinness Book of World Records out in Burlington. One of those you need like a lot of people, like the world's biggest hug or something like that. To get all these people together. We need to find something like that we could do. When we get to Burlington.
Can Adrian's Custard put a big custard together and
maybe
could have the biggest custard
cup
in the world?
Exactly. And then people can come out and be a part of it as well, even if you don't live in Burlington. But we are going to be headed to Adrian's. We know that's a place that we definitely need to go. We also have a message here, by the way, from a mixed listener. We were talking about how Tony Romo's from Burlington.
Yeah.
Which is a really sweet flex. The mayor buried the lead on that, and I called him out, and I said, come on, you got to mention the fact that you had Carrie Underwood show up to Burlington. This mixed listener said, Jessica Simpson and Carrie Underwood were both brought to Burlington. And person says, I know a server that waited on him and Jessica at Napoli's and got a picture. Now I need to look up Napoli's.
I'm going to tell you this
much.
What's
this place?
Are you ready for this? I just realized back in the day when I worked at a country station, Burlington also showed up for a vote and the kids at the high school won a concert, and they had Scotty McCreery come and sing a few songs. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's right. I remember
that's
that.
That's cool.
Yeah. So Burlington, you are showing up. You want to win, and look out. Burlington has just pulled it out. They are the 2025 Elizabeth N. Radar Battle of the Burbs champion. Congratulations. We're going to make plans. Not going to like jump out there right away. We're going to make plans to come out and visit Burlington and let everybody know, hey, this is where we need to be.
Okay.
So we've got a call on line number one right now.
Yes. Let's go to Karen on line number one. Karen, don't swear. You're live on the radio. What do you want to tell us about Burlington? You've got a friend that can do what?
Yes, I'm so excited about Burlington. I have a personal friend that is the owner of the Liars Club and will be happy to have you and Radar do your morning show from the Liars Club on their stage. It would be fantastic.
So what is this Liars Club?
We've been hearing about
lying?
This. Yeah.
No, the downstairs is a coffee shop and the upstairs is a beautiful, elaborate bar.
Oh, love it. Coffee shop and a bar?
Yep.
Sign me up. Okay, Liars Club, the coffee house, it's on Chestnut and Pine in Burlington. You know people there that can hook this up and make it possible?
Yes, the owners, my personal friends, yes.
Can I get an espresso martini?
I've already discussed this with him. He said he would be happy to allow you to have your show right there.
No, you haven't, because you're lying, because it's a Liars Club. You're like, oh, yeah, you can have the show there. Just show up. Yeah, who's these people?
Okay.
Get them out of here.
Karen, you hang on just a second here, okay? Hang on, because we're going to need to get your information, unless you want to tell your phone number on the radio for everyone to hear.
No, I don't want to do that.
All right, Karen, sit tight, because we've got somebody on line number two here.
Hi, the mix.
You're live on the radio, so don't be naughty. What's your name?
My name is Kelly.
Kelly, are you for or against Burlington? Because I need to check that out before we start talking to you. Since they won Battle of the Burbs.
Yes, I am for Burlington. I've grown up and lived in Burlington my entire life.
Okay, well, Kelly, since this is the winner of Battle of the Burbs, we do want to do something though. Like if you're listening to this and you're from Brookfield or West Allis, why would you care about Burlington since your burb didn't win? We want to do something that's big that everybody can still be a part of.
You can still come down there, yeah, and celebrate with
Kelly,
us.
Kelly, can we go to your house?
Sure.
I didn't think she'd say yes.
Wow, you got a big backyard? Gonna grill out for us?
We definitely have a big backyard, all fenced in, as long as you don't mind two dogs licking you and wanting all the pets.
Okay. That's fine.
As long as they're not smelling in parts they shouldn't, because that's always awkward.
They will,
when the dogs will do
as
that
long as they don't mind me feeding them a hamburger or something like that.
Of course not.
Okay, good.
Kelly, we haven't released a date yet of when we're going to be there, because we need to do some planning. We want this to be epic. We want it to be fun. We want, again, everybody to be a part of it in some way.
Everybody's calling from Burlington.
I know. We got all these people calling from Burlington, which is great. But Kelly, if you had one place that we need to see or experience in Burlington besides your house, where would that be?
I mean, I'm gonna have to say Adrian's, of course, but yep. I also wanted to correct, it's Napoli's, which is the Italian pizzeria in here too, which you had mentioned.
Napoli.
Amazing.
Okay, it's Napoli sounds more like Italian than Napoli.
We're learning how to spell and also pronounce words. I said lapel and it's lapel the other day here on the show.
Yeah.
So okay, yeah. We're
I don't know. You guys
up.
Got a Liars Club down there, so we don't know if we can all we can trust you.
I think you're lying about
you're
that.
Fine.
Okay.
All right, good.
All right, Kelly. Well, we appreciate it. We're gonna see you soon. You better show up, girl, when we come to Burlington.
Of course.
We'll give you plenty of notice too once we plan this. Plenty
and
of notice.
Bring the dogs. We want to see the dogs.
Okay? All the dogs.
All right, we're coming to Burlington.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.